do you have any stories of the impact that your program has had?
Yes, we've got loads of stories of the impact that we've had. One in particular I remember is a family who I went to visit, and I visit every family beforehand, because I think that's the key with engaging with the families, is to engage with the man and get alongside them to encourage them to start the program. Once they're on the program, then it's fine. But so we meet them in a coffee shop, we have a chat, and we talk about what the man and boy does. This particular man, he wasn't very interested. I think he was just a little bit depressed, and I went away, and we decided that we wouldn't take it any further. 3 or 4 months later, he texted me and asked for my help, and he asked if he could come on a camp because things had gone wrong at home. We took him on, he came on a camp, and we used some therapeutic questions on the camps, questions that the boy can ask the man and the man can ask the boy, just to help each other perhaps open up a little bit in a safe sort of environment. And afterwards we follow up the men and the boys to see how the camp went. And a couple of weeks after that I phoned to ask how it was. And to my surprise, the boy beforehand, he was self-harming. A 9-year-old boy, self-harming and not coming out of his bedroom, getting into trouble at school. And the man said, "I can't believe the change in this boy." He was able to talk to me for the first time about how he was feeling on the camp. And now he's engaging with a family. He's coming down, doing the washing up and playing in the garden. And he's stopped the self-harming and he's doing really well at school. And just, I'm not saying that we are the answer, because we're not. And there's lots of other things that impact. But sometimes we are a catalyst for some change in that boy's life. Just giving them space and time to say how they're feeling in a sort of safe environment. So that's a really encouraging story for me.